coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for the day, for the weekend. It's a weekend. That Leo Sayer song comes to mind. How are you, Eric the Tech?
Doing good.
All right. Got to hear from Eric the Tech. After yesterday, I'm paying him an extra $5 a day to go start my vehicle outside the studio. And then I go like this. Did you catch yesterday's show? Wow. Yeah. Naming some names. Along with Dave Hodges, also his show. Well, what y'all think? President Trump arraignment, Washington, D.C. Do you really think he can get a fair trial there, 5% of... would that be a trial of his peers? I think not. We're going to be talking about this and more. The country has been fully taken over now. Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution states the following, in part. Charges of treason with conviction means that there can be a federal takeover. To remove and jail Joe Biden. Yeah, it doesn't say Joe Biden, but... people like Joe Biden. Read the Constitution. It's not our right. It's our duty. Our forefathers gave us the duty to take back our government, our out-of-control, rogue, communist, infiltrated pieces of crap government. That are in there right now. You think Joe Biden's running anything? Of course not. He's selling by way of Jill, who's got her hand up the wazoo of Joe Biden, and making his mouth move. I'm not sure if it's just one or the other three Bidens that we know exist. Selling influence for personal enrichment, 10% for the big guy. How long have we been talking about this? 4 years plus. I got a copy of the laptop within 30 days after Giuliani got it. I got a second copy, I think, probably a week after that. I'm not exactly 100% sure. But plus... the 400,000 deletions, which Marco Polo USA, I believe, I don't know the website. You know who I'm talking about, Marco Polo, published. It's bad. It's bad. It's beyond bad. We've got punishment for free speech. We've got arrest. I don't know whether you saw this. I'm not going to play this. I don't have this to play. It was on social networking, and I'm sure you saw it. A young man preaching the gospel on the sidewalk, and the cops came, and I think it was outside of a tranny event. In my day, when we talked about trannies, it was on the underneath of a car. Okay, underneath, you know. And the police arrested him. Why? Oh, yeah, you're allowed to speak on the sidewalk. You just can't have any amplification. So they got him on that charge. You got a pastor in Canada. I can't get a hold of him. Okay. Who's, either in jail or facing jail for keeping things open during the lockdowns by Justin Castro Trudeau, who, by the way, is, of course, divorcing his wife, the beard, Sophie. We had the arraignment of Donald Trump, as I said. You know he can get the death penalty, right? Y'all know that. For the charges that this UN... Okay, I promised myself I would keep it together and not be naughty. What's going to take? Let me ask you this. What is it going to take on this Free For All Friday? What in the hell is it going to take for all of us to say, no, no, enough, enough, enough is enough. Yeah, we're done with this. You know, they put up a wall, a fence, and barbed wire around the Capitol. And then they posted guards outside to keep us out. That's a people's house. We own that. We paid for that. We built that. That's our house. And you know why they did that? Because they know. They know that we know. With that, what they're doing is BS. And Pence, that piece of garbage. Yeah, you pretend you're a friggin' Christian, right? Mommy? Right, Mama? Oh, yeah, he calls his wife Mom. Okay, look. Oh, I haven't even gotten to the good stuff yet. Oh, just wait. Just wait. I was on the phone yesterday, last night, today. You know what? You try to buy a steak. Oh, I don't know, October, November. Go ahead. Try to buy a hamburger in October or November. It's not, yeah. Second mortgage, if you can find it at all. Because, see, they've told us what they're going to do, right? They've already told us what they're going to do to us. They're going to make us eat bugs. And if we don't comply, you heard it yesterday with the Central Bank Digital Currency, CBDC, all right, the programmable currency. Oh, we're going to give that to you. Screw it. We're going to give it to you. We're going to make you use it. And that is the ultimate enslavement. By the way, I got a notice. An AM station does carry this program. They said, you know, Doug, there's medication for, you know, you shouldn't say certain things. And I said, yeah, well, take me off your station then. Look, I don't know where this is all going to go. President Trump did call for a federal takeover, essentially a federal takeover. And do people really know what that means? Do people really? I'm asking you folks, the listeners, if you're having coffee by listening to this. In fact, I saw a comment on Rumble and Brighteon. And by the way, folks, please subscribe to us on Rumble and Brighteon. How many times do I have to ask you? I know the people that did this. It's sick and tired of hearing this, but we had a quarter of a million followers on, roughly, before the on YouTube before they pulled the plug. What? Let's make Rumble bigger than that communist platform, YouTube. Well, let's make them bigger than anything. Or Brighteon, Mike Adams, for crying out loud. Let's make Brighteon bigger than everything. Let's show them. Let's do a Bud Light or a Butt Light on YouTube. I'm ready. Are you? You know, I was talking to another broadcaster, and you would instantly know, obviously know his name. And you probably guess who it is. He said, look, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be on the air tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to be on the air next week. I don't know if I'm going to last 6 weeks or 6 months. And folks, that's where we're at today. Because I don't know whether I'll be here in 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months, physically. I mean, if the Lord allows me. Or if I'll be permitted to speak. But I'll tell you this. You take away that right from me, and it's game on. But see, here's that issue again. Why isn't game on now? Why wait until the last second of the last second of the last second of... Why wait? Why aren't people amassing in the streets and saying no? Why do we have, why don't we have people lining up with ARs and AKs at the southern border and saying, you know what, you cross the border, we're going to shoot you. Is it that hard? And you know, to the federal agents who say you can't do that, we'll shoot you too. I'm just asking the question. I'm not advocating this. I'm just asking. You're not doing the flipping job. You're escorting these morons, these parasite-ridden criminals into the country. Why aren't we doing something about this? Look, here's what I'm doing. I can tell you a little bit. Okay, HagmanPI.com. The reason we changed it to HagmanPI.com as opposed to Hagman Report, look, it's a Hagman Report on HagmanPI.com, but the PI means something. We're in the field. We're investigating things. We're exposing things. We're working on child sex trafficking, and we are having immense success because of you. Thank you. Luke, Landon, you know the people from shatterops.org and savethem.org. Russ, when he was alive, I miss him every day dearly. I mean, I'll tell you what. I'm working on my third book. And before he died, we were talking about co-authoring a book and doing a lot of things together. And we're in the field, we're in the trenches. But Russ's team, now, there's two components to it. Shatterops.org and savethem.org. Shatterops.org. That's the national, that's the domestic in southern border stuff. Savethem.org with Landon. That's the transatlantic, transnational trafficking. Shatter Ops, domestic and southern border, Save Them, transnational, transatlantic. Of Craig Sawyer working his butt off. I'm going to tell you that right now. The number of saves he's got. Yeah. The number of success stories that he could tell. Meanwhile, by being dogged and persecuted by everybody and anybody. I mean, not only does he have to fight the cartels, but he's got to fight our own government. And that's SaveThem.org. We're doing the same thing. Shatterops.org. We're doing the same thing. SaveThem.org. They're doing the same thing on an international level with other countries. But that's the Africa connection, transnational, transatlantic. I want you to know this. The reason I want you to know this is because I'm not just some moron. I might be a moron, but I'm not just some moron just talking into a microphone. I'm credentialed. I'm an investigator, been that for 35 years. I know you're sick and tired of hearing me say that. I know Eric is. But that means something to me. You know, when I got my badge back in the 80s and my ID card and my license, I had a guy tell me, first of all, and this is good advice, you put that badge in your pocket and you keep it there and don't use it for 6 months. Don't use it. Don't show it. Don't do it. And that's good advice because you know, I got a badge. By the way, I don't know why. I'll show you this. Okay. This is a free-for-all Friday. Hang on a second here. I got to get this off. Okay. So here's my, you know, here's my ID card. Here's my badge. Oops. There you go. Right. Guess what? My name? Eric the Tech. I think you know this, but you might not know this. Guess what my badge number is?
1.
I'm not. No. No. 13. Now, this is county issued, okay? But, it just shows you how old I am. Anyway. Didn't even make it in the triple digits. But, okay. I don't even know why I did that and said that, except to say I've been doing this a long time, okay? You think you see everything, but no, not even close. We had Matt S. visit us for a while. But by the way, Eric the Tech, I know this is a free-for-all Friday. Just hold on, folks. But Eric the Tech, you want to tell us a little bit about your adventure with Matt S. Whenever that day was, over the weekend, I guess, last weekend?
We went fishing and he dropped some stuff.
That's.
We'll leave it there.
I didn't know those kind of boats overturned in the water.
They do when you're top heavy like Matt.
It would be like a cartoon. So you got to hear this, folks. Okay, it's free for all Friday, but Eric the Tech and Matt S. They're out there. Not me. I'm not. You think I'm going to do this? I know better than this. I know a man must know his limitations. Clint Eastwood, right? So they're out there. And can I tell the type of the boat? I'll tell you, sure, why not? They're kayaks, right? But Eric's got this kayak that's like, it's just not a kayak. I look at it and I said, what is that? Because it doesn't look like a kayak. It looks like a, kind of like a tank, a stretched out tank without the turret. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. It's a very, very special kayak.
I only load the turret at special places.
So, and I can picture this in my mind, Matt S. You folks, who, by the way, meeting this Sunday, meeting of the supporters, our supporters, right? A meeting of our supporters, because the Communist Platform Patreon kicked us off, so we have to do it in house, and Eric built the infrastructure so we could do it in house. I don't know. We only lost 70% of our income. That's all right, though. So it'd be like a cartoon. Matt S is on top of, it's like a two-story kayak, if there is such a thing. And he's on top, and all of a sudden, Eric looks back and...
And he's not.
In fact, the whole thing flipped into the water. And everything that was inside of the kayak, which some things that he brought, I have to ask, why would you bring like that? And some important stuff. I mean, some really stuff that... So, all of a sudden, all I can see is the bottom of the kayak. And this is like a... I mean, this is like... Poof. And then Matt surfaces, thankfully, right? But, of course, everything that was inside drops to the bottom. And when I say bottom, I mean bottom. Now it gets better.
I had to administer chest compression in mouth to mouth.
But you know, and thank you for, I mean, I'm sure he appreciated that, but he didn't need the mouth to mouth, but yet you did it anyway. Go figure. He was breathing, talking, and Eric says, no, you need mouth to mouth, and all of a sudden, you know,
that's the time we live in.
Yeah. Yeah. So, look, you have, folks, you got to laugh about stuff like this, okay? So, if you see Matt, if he does show up on the meeting of supporters, you got to ask him about that. And so he left, the story doesn't end there. It gets so much better. So they went back to try to, the next day they went back to try to find the stuff that's on the bottom. And of course, the underwater currents and, you know, do you think they were successful? No. But they used devices in order to try to find the things that were very important that were on the bottom. I'll just give you one example. Keys, car keys, house keys, shop keys, keys. So they got this giant rare earth magnet. They did pull up like a 71 Ford Pinto from the bottom. No keys. You got to laugh, folks. Sometimes you just have to laugh at yourself, okay? And you can't take life that seriously. Sometimes. But we have to take this seriously, what's going on seriously. But I just thought you'd get kind of a kick out of hearing that. Again, I was not there. I didn't see it. I kind of... And Eric, the only thing Eric told me was, I wish I would have had that on video. Oh my goodness. And now, so he, Matt S. left, and he's traveling back to his home, 1,000 miles, about, I don't know how many miles away, 1,000 miles away, 800 miles away, something like that. So he leaves late at night. Well, I mean, late in the evening, or late in the afternoon, early evening, I guess would be the better way of saying it. And I said, do me a favor, text me when you get home. Because I rarely don't check my texts. I mean, I rarely don't. Boy, that's interesting. Okay, I really don't check my texts that often. And I don't check my phone that often unless I know, like, something is very important. Because I'm not married to this device. Half the time I leave it home. If I go somewhere, half the time I leave it home and I go to the studio or my office and I forget about it. And it's like, oh, it's okay. Well, anyway, where was I going with that? Eric the Tech, were you listening? Or were you like out to lunch on that? Like me?
I don't know where you were going.
Oh yeah. He sent me a text. I said, send me a text when you get home. To make sure you got home okay. So he sent me this, and I said, so he said, I'm back. Yeah, as simple as that. My next text to him was, was everything okay? Was your trip uneventful? ? So the next text I get is a picture. This is where his vehicle met a doe in Illinois. And he said it was either, and he said I was paying attention. It was either hit the doe or hit the truck next to me, you know, coming up next to him. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. In his, the quarter, I mean, it's all mangled up and everything. It looks like, I'm like, wow. But see, we can learn lessons from that as well. You know, I mean, I've wrecked vehicles before. I've totaled vehicles before. I mean, I caused a three car. I was involved in a three. No, I'd be the three. Yeah, one, two, three car accident. Actually, I ran a red light and hit a police officer's wife. Her car, broadside, at a busy intersection at 5 o'clock in the afternoon in the city. And this is my luck. The police who responded, the police officer who responded, was good friends with the police officer and his wife that I hit. And I think that was one of the few times in my life I cried because I did not want to hurt this woman. I was in tears because I hurt her back. And it was my fault. I felt so bad. And the insurance company says, shut up. And I said, we need to shut up. It's my fault. I hit this woman. I sent her flowers. And the agent said, or the adjuster said, you did what? You never admit guilt. And I said, it's my fault. She's okay. But at the scene, I'm going to tell you what. The police officer who responded, this is back, oh gosh, 30 years, 25 years ago, I don't know. You know how they had the flip books? He made me sit down on the street corner as they're cleaning up all the fire trucks were there and the ambulances and all that stuff. And he says, okay, Mr. Hagman, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you some citations. And I think he had to go to like a second book because anything and everything that he could have possibly charged me with, he did. In fact, he made me, because of that, one incident, my record was clean before that. Man, I don't know. I had like triple digit points. they made me go back to school and, you know. But thankfully, no one was seriously injured. My car looked like a, I don't know. Didn't look, it looked, well, it was just all crinkled up, but All right, let's get down to some business. How'd we get off on all of that? Yeah, you know, life happens, right? All right, folks, you're not going to want to hear what I'm about to tell you. Maybe I'm stalling for a reason, because what I have to tell you is not good. Let's get into this right away. Brandon House. Okay, first of all, I was on the phone this past couple of days. And we talk about him, a very patriotic doctor in the Midwest. James is his first name. As if there's like just one James as a doctor in the Midwest, right? So anyway, I want to thank him for all he does. He's a great guy. I have it on a post-it note in my office. Do I have to get up and go get it, or do you feel like going to get a post-it note? It's one of these. It's somewhere in my office. It's got the actual name. I don't want to get it wrong. It's on my desk. He called me. He said, "Look, we're seeing a lot of things happen because of this open border crap. And one of the things is," I'm kind of waiting for the boy, if he can find it, God bless him. My office looks like a hurricane went through there. And my grandkids last night, and they were playing around with stuff. And okay. Alpha Gal, I think it is. AGS syndrome. Did you get it? All right. I winged it. Try to wing it. Thank you. Oh, you brought two. No, that's not it. Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Alpha Gal syndrome. AGS. Look this up. This is going to affect all of us. And this is by design. In fact, I'm going to do it right on air, okay? Because I did this earlier, but I want to make sure that what we get together. Alpha Gal syndrome. There we go. Now, I just tried this in Google. Alpha Gal syndrome is a serious food allergy to red meat. Now, have you ever heard of such a thing in your life? It occurs most often in adults bitten by certain types of ticks. Not that kind of tick. All right. Symptoms range from mild to severe and can vary over time. Treatment involves avoiding triggers and managing symptoms. You know what that means? The treatment. You can no longer eat beef for the rest of your life.
I'm out.
Alpha, ALPHA, hyphen, gal, like, you know, hey, gal, there's a gal there. Woman, gal. Oh, I'm not allowed to say that? Yeah. Bite me. Alpha Gal syndrome. Look it up. AGS. All right. Hold that thought now. Now, we have an unfettered open border. Why am I so adamant about the southern border being open? We have antibiotic-resistant or drug-resistant tuberculosis being carried by the illegals coming across that this doctor was telling me about, that somehow, in some fashion, is a chimeric-style virus, meaning that this was manufactured. by man that infects. Does it infect other people? Yes. But you know what else it affects? It's just a coincidence. Cattle. Eric the Tech, can you believe that? I mean, what do you think of that? I mean, Eric the Tech left me.
Don't touch my beef.
Do you see where I'm going with this, folks? And here we sit. And we're taking it right up the back end, right? My question is, when are we going to hold those people accountable? Okay, let me get right to this. Brandon House talked to Ann Vandersteel. I've met Ann Vandersteel. She wouldn't know. She probably doesn't remember me. Okay. And I don't care. And Brandon House is a friend of mine, friend of the program. But he had Ann Vandersteel on. Ann Vandersteel is down at the border. And this is what we wanted to do. But because we have other assets there doing other things, I was told, stay there because your presence would be disruptive. And because of the, you know what I'm talking about, I'm not going to go there. But let's listen to Brandon House and Ann Vandersteel. This is video one in the show notes. Here it is.
He's on the border there, Mexico and America, right there on that border. And I think Michael Yon has been traveling with her as well. She brings us an update tonight. Ann, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for being with us.
Certainly, Brandon. It's great to be with you. Yeah, I'm standing here in Brownsville, Texas, just a few miles shy of SpaceX, positioned right on the beach, I might add, alongside here the Rio Grande River, and that is Mexico right across the river. What we're learning on this trek that Michael and I have engaged for the next month, for August, Operation Burning Edge, is that human trafficking is very much alive. Of course, the drug trafficking is very much alive. But there's another problem that's not getting attention here on the border, and it's happening in Texas. It's the zoonotic bacteria that is going from animal to human and human to animal. What am I talking about? Drug-resistant tuberculosis that's coming in with the migrant flow, the illegal migrant flow. They're bringing drug-resistant tuberculosis, making a mass comeback. The worst part is not only is it getting other beings infected, including Customs and Border Protection agents, children in the classroom that are going to school with these migrant kids, but it's affecting the cattle industry in a big way, so much so that Texas right now is at risk of losing its tuberculosis-free status for their cattle because the cattle are being infected at such an alarming rate, resulting in the slaughters of tens of thousands of herds around the state. But beyond that, the policies of this governor, Greg Abbott, whose face is on the World Economic Forum's billboard, he is busing. I'm sorry, I don't know what that number is. Michael, I don't know what that is. He is busing migrants into the heart of America, and those migrants are taking TB with them, and they're going to work on dairy farms and cattle farms, and they're spreading tuberculosis across herds all over this country.
Can you pause there for a second? Or would that mess you up? Okay. Folks, here's what I don't get, and you can keep that up because it's shaky anyway. Here's what I don't get. Rather than busing the migrants, as some call them, I call them criminals, because that's what they are when they step foot. The first time you set foot on American soil, that's a misdemeanor. The second and third and subsequent times, it's a felony. So treat it as such. But here's what I don't get. You want to make a point? Send them back over the border. Don't send them to the interior. That's what they want. So, Abbott, what are you thinking? Is this one big friggin' publicity stunt to you? You're infecting my grandchildren? I take that personally. Don't send them to the interior. If you're going to run it, if you're going to bother to do all that, send it back to Mexico. Earlier in the week, we went over the process of the Daring Gap, how the Chinese illegals are getting here. Don't help them, for crying out loud, to make, you know, score political BS points. Send it back. Better yet, like I said earlier, Let's every American red-blooded patriot, take your AR. You want to see left heads explode? Take your AR, AK, 9, 40, 38, whatever you got, and stand at the border. And hey, I don't care. Maybe you want to waste a cartridge by a warning shot or one in the dirt. Another step onto American soil, you know. Hey, cordwood. That's look. We cannot allow this to continue. But Ann, I'm sorry to interrupt. Brandon, I'm sorry to interrupt. As if you care. Go ahead and play it.
Food, and I've already been warned by my beef sponsor at Lights Out Beef that you can expect beef prices to go up by 30% come October.
Wow.
So this is just a smattering of what we're learning here while we're on the border, and we're getting this information from experts that have been leading the veterinary businesses here in Texas through the Texas Agricultural Commission, presenting a lot of stats and data to us in addition to what we're learning by our experiences here on the border. Quite alarming.
It is very alarming. Now, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, is fighting with the Biden regime over these buoys in the water. He puts out a few of these things like that and looks like he's being big and tough. But this is just symbolism over substance, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, right?
Is, Brandon, it's such a show what's going on. I mean, these buoys, it's in a very small section of the Rio Grande. It's exactly that. It's for show so they can have this narrative similar to what we're used to seeing when you sit in a Senate hearing or a congressional hearing. You see both sides of the aisle sit down and throw barbs at each other. But as soon as the cameras are turned off, they hug, slap each other on the back, shake hands, and go for drinks. It's a show. And frankly, the American people need to wise up to this show and set it aside. Stop buying the tickets to the theater, close the theater, and start to take the civic duty in their own hands. And we can do that here in Texas. There's enough patriots that could stand up citizen grand juries, stand up the militia that you and I both know is very constitutional. Because when the sheriffs won't do their job and they work for the people, when they won't make the arrests after people have been indicted, then you need the militia to do this. And this is how the system works. This is how our government is supposed to work. But people just don't clearly understand that. So we have crisis after crisis. The border is just one of the big crises in this country as it changes the electorate. Right now, by the tens of thousands every day.
Wow. I want to show this article at worldviewreport.com tonight, our aggregated news site, worldviewreport.com. There it is. It's your conservative alternative to so much of what's going on. But in this, we're always updating the articles. But one we have today that is of great concern is this one right here. FDA approves new anthrax vaccine for adults, despite lack of publicly available information on testing ingredients. Isn't it interesting? We're getting warnings about possible anthrax attacks in media reports I'm reading by the government, just as there's an FDA-approved new anthrax vaccine. That's kind of interesting, is it not, Ann Vandersteel?
You know, Brandon, isn't it the same tired and reused and recycled playbook over and over? It's wash, rinse, repeat with these guys. You know, we've already learned that COVID, the vaccines were already pre-approved.
All right,
not
you
pre-approved.
Got this. And I got it. All right. But they make a good point about the anthrax, but it gets even worse. Oh, I haven't even told you the worst part yet. Page 1 in the show notes for today. Livestock. This is from InfoWars. They talked about it. Livestock. mRNA vaccines. Don't ask, don't tell. Okay, inorganic livestock, they are just, how can I even put this, bullying their way, and screw you, we're gonna inject your cattle. I don't give a crap what you say. I don't care that you own the cattle, okay? We're going to inject the cattle with mRNA vaccines. Well, what does that do with those who consume the meat? Just like it's been proved now, the mRNA shedding, obviously, it's been proved through studies. It's the mRNA, the things that change your DNA. It's out there. Folks, don't take this. This is not a small issue. This is a huge issue. And they're going after the cattle. John Kerry, I think I played this last week or this week. talking about agriculture is 33% of the carbon emissions. So that we have to essentially shut down agriculture. Well, that means that when you run the numbers, what they want to do, what they're going for, or actually what they already have done, food for 8 billion people now becomes food for 4 billion people worldwide, based on what they've done in the Netherlands and elsewhere. So this is a very serious issue. And if I saw my son, my daughter, my grandchildren starving, okay, that would require some severe sanctions on my part. In other words, I would have there's no way I would watch that. And you may think, well, that's all bravado talk and all that, but this is where we're headed. And if you think that this is not going, is it going to come to the United States? Yes, but not as quickly as third world countries who don't have the ability to fight back. And if you don't have any empathy for those third world countries, the citizens of the third world, then, I mean, look, I've got empathy for them. That doesn't mean that I want them. Let me just rephrase that. That does not mean I am going to allow them without my permission into my house using my bed and facilities, right? It means that I will help them to the greatest extent I can, but don't just swing open the bar, you know, doors and don't come in and take over. You know what I'm saying? So I do have empathy. But this Biden regime, this criminal regime, who directed the indictment of President Trump, and President Trump, it's so bizarre, could possibly get the death penalty. Now, let that sink in. He could get the death penalty if convicted, which I probably should have said at the beginning, which is why he's calling for essentially a federal takeover and a change of venue, obviously. Look, they want you dead. These people, how many times, how many ways do I have to say this? They want you dead. All right, let's move on. If you haven't seen this, look, I know this is boring to you. Some of this. Page 2, the Biden investigation. Full Devin Archer testimony released. Okay, Washington Examiner. Do yourself a favor. Bookmark this. And if you don't have time now, read. If you scroll down, you can see it on Scribd or whatever that's called, however you pronounce that. There's a lot of information here. And if that's not Exhibit A of the criminality of the Biden family, from potato head to crackhead to the plastic Jill Biden, all the way. I don't think there's a Biden family member untouched by this personal enrichment at the expense of our nation. So Brandon, Biden and his family become personally enriched through treasonous and seditious activity, as proved by, I mean, I don't know, six different ways. This bolsters or it verifies the information that's on the laptop, yet President Trump is indicted and ultimately can face the death penalty. And Biden's skate, Devin Archer lays it all out on the line. Folks, I'm tired of this. How much more are we going to take? I'm not going to sit here and talk about it. We have got to get together and we've got to have a full court press against these bastards. You know, Liz Harris, we mentioned Liz Harris yesterday in the last episode. Okay. By the way, she responded back. She's going to come on. I don't know when, but the fact is, Liz Harris treated so unfairly in Arizona as an Arizona congressional candidate, and then even before that and after that, they're going to throw her in prison. And if they can't do that, they're going to kill her. Okay. She's got my admiration. She's got more cojones than most men ever will have. Especially the purple-haired, wimps that are out there, soyed up to the max, right? But this is it. Please understand, they want to kill us. One more thing about January 6th. This is video 2. I spent a lot of time just rambling, but I guess, sometimes you just have to. Or at least I do. And if you don't, then God bless you, but hey, you got to deal with it for me. This is video 2. Capitol Police Chief called January 6th events a cover-up. This is the Tucker Carlson interview that was hidden by Fox News. This is important information. Let's go ahead and play this real quick. I think this is, how long is that? 2 minutes? 3 minutes? Yeah, good question. I didn't put this down there. Three minutes. Okay, let's go ahead and play this.
Restrained and rational and not given an overstatement, obviously, but the facts that you're describing are shocking.
I was going to say, the reason why I've had a lot of people ask me, why did you write this book? I try to do what I can to get the truth out.
Yes.
They didn't want me to testify in February 23rd at the Senate hearing. They only wanted people that are still currently in positions. I actually had to go in and talk to a friend of mine on one of the oversight committees and say, I will come there in person. I want to be there. I want to testify. So I'm glad you think I'm reserved. To be honest with you, I'm a little pissed off. Because it didn't have to happen. If people were reporting the intelligence correctly, if I was allowed to do my job as the chief, I got a significant experience. If I was allowed to do my job as the chief, we wouldn't be here today. This didn't happen. And then see how you're out there, you're lambasted in public, and it's all, everything appears to be a cover-up. Like I said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but when you look at the information the intelligence that it had, military had, it's all watered down. I'm not getting intelligence. I'm denied support National Guard in advance. I'm denied National Guard while we're under attack for 71 minutes. You're in a fight?
Yeah.
A fight for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, one
wears
minute.
You out.
1 minute.
I was going to say, 60 seconds, 3 minutes. Yeah, exactly. Let me tell you, it wears you out. My officers were fighting for 80 minutes before the protesters ever broke
with that. Wait, can I say, so you described this as a failure to get the intelligence to the people who needed it, but it sounds like worse than, it sounds like they were hiding the intelligence.
And that's what I'm getting at, is could there possibly be people that actually did something to happen and kind of wanted something to happen? It's not a far stretch to begin.
Well, I don't know what the other explanation is.
It's sad when you start putting everything together and thinking about the way this played out. It gets concerning. Right. What was their end goal? You look at what's happened.
Folks, you can watch this if you choose to. In the last minute and a half. What he says is this. It was January 6th was a setup. Now, this is a chief of the Capitol Police. And in my work, I've dealt with the Capitol Police, the Park Police, but nonetheless, this guy is saying, look, they withheld evidence or they withheld certain things, including the ability for them to control the crowd on January 6th, which they knew had been infiltrated by Antifa, by BLM and Antifa, and federal agents who were egging them on and actually acting as principals in the breaking of windows and damaging property. That's what this police chief said. And of course, what did they do? They fired him. What did January 6th committee do? They of course didn't want to hear from him. Just like the Warren Commission, just like the, all of the other commissions that are absolutely friggin' worthless. Just like, all of the bluster. Yeah. Rand Paul saying, let's prosecute. I just filed a criminal referral against Fauci. Well, God bless you. Yeah, go ahead. I'm glad, Rand Paul. How far do you think that's going to go? It's not going to go anywhere. Here's Fauci's replacement, by the way, in case you're wondering. I know that you're on the edge of your seat. This is video 4, 36 seconds. This is Dr. Jean Marazzo. Okay, this is who's going to replace Fauci. I thought it was Hotez, but apparently it's going to be this Dr. Jean Marazzo. Now, let's listen to what she's got to say in video 4, 36 seconds. We can do that without any problem. Here it is.
Please consider wearing a mask when you go out. You don't need to wear one when you're at home. Masks in young people going to school over the age of 6. All the things we've been talking about, mask wearing, hand hygiene, and social distancing. Masks have contributed to the control of this pandemic in other communities. Even mask wearing, except when you're eating, you can prevent it with very good masks. The three basic rules: wear a mask, make sure you wash your hands frequently or use hand sanitizer, and keep your distance. Please.
All right. And one last video. This to sum everything up. People are starting to wake up. People are starting to realize, even some of the more obtuse among us, and you know who they are, right? This is video 6. This is 2 minutes and 48 seconds. This is the ultimate objective. You know what the ultimate objective is: to enslave us, then kill us, and the rest, the anyone who survives will be the the slaves to the global elite, and I'll just say the global, some of the people who think that they have a seat at the table. Yeah, you got a surprise coming. You got a bullet to the forehead, just like the Viet Cong back in the Vietnam days and other regime. What, you don't know history? You got a problem with history? Okay, here it is, video 6, 2 minutes, 48 seconds. Let's go.
We're undergoing a soft coup, and the idea is to create a whole new set of laws and ignore the existing human rights laws and other laws under the pretext of pandemic preparedness and the biosecurity agenda. The WHO is developing through all its nations, but with the WHO directorate and the United States in charge, a pandemic treaty and amendments to the existing international health regulations that will remove the human rights protections currently embedded in the IHRs, will enforce surveillance, censorship, get rid of freedom of speech, require governments to censor and only push a single narrative. Also, we will be subject, if they can make this work, to vaccines developed in 100 days, which the organization CEPI is planning to do. And one of the people who founded CEPI was Jeremy Farrar, who is now the chief scientist at the WHO, to bring this forward. Other things that the amendments do is to bind the states so they're no longer recommendations but enforceable edicts, provide a liability shield, get rid of intellectual property rights, move supplies from one country to another, enforce digital passports. And the Director General of WHO can demand that a pandemic or a potential pandemic exists. He can just declare it with no standards, and then countries around the world will have to obey. Also, the WHO will tell you what drugs you can and can't use in your nation once a pandemic is declared. Obviously, the budget will increase.
Okay, that's fine. You can watch the remainder of it. You get the idea. Hey, you know what? Opiates bad, marijuana good. You get the idea with respect to the drugs, right? So they're pushing their agenda upon us. Again, I ask, what's it going to take? Because remember Rush Limbaugh complaining about the washers and dryers, about the energy of the high energy efficiency washer and dryers, they don't clean clothes. The toilets don't work correctly. Toilets. Now they're trying to take away your light bulbs, your microwaves, your gas stoves. What's it going to take, folks? What? when Mary can't microwave anything because it's not allowed to use it, or you can't have a gas stove, apparently that's okay. Folks, stand up and be heard. It's a fight. Let's fight. God bless you. Have a great weekend.